Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Robert Topolsky has been a writer most of his life, despite his mechanical engineering degree and a 45-year career as an aircraft engineer. In high school, he wrote several adventure stories. It was his way of experiencing his goals in life. Well, upon college graduation, he didn't need to write anymore because he was living his adventures. During his working career, he climbed mountains, flew gliders, took up skiing and scuba diving. He mostly wrote about love and adventure, which he craved as a young man, and experienced as an adult through his work and 55-year marriage. During his retirement, when his physical ability limited his pursuit of adventure, he started to go back and look at those stories and his experiences of high school. His first book is a trilogy, starting with Bad Boy with a Motorcycle, a fictitious biography of his experiences at high school and beyond. The story continues with the race for the championship, and Robert Topolsky, author of Bad Boy with a Motorcycle and Race for the Championship, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I am looking forward to this. I love what you've done with the trilogy. I want to talk about your books to begin with in the conversation here today. Let's start with the first book in the series, The Bad Boy with a Motorcycle. Give us some background on this story.
Okay, the story was originally written when I was in high school, but my senior year, and it's about a boy who, well, I had to change the dates and stuff. So the boy is 19 years old. The girl is 17 years old, and he wants to be a motorcycle racer. Everything is fine. He's the leader of a small club, not a gang, but a club. So everything is going fine for him. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets this phone call from this girl who claims that he offered her a motorcycle ride. He does take her on the ride, and he realizes that she is very young, too young for him, in fact, because she's still in high school, and yes, here he's been out for several years. So, but the thing is that there's just something about her that he can't put her down. Just the way she talks, the way she acts, the way she does things, it just infatuates him. And it continues on. All of a sudden, he thought it was, through with the ride, but she starts sending him letters. A lot of the stuff in the book, the first book, are real. The letters are real. The people are real. The races are real. The love story itself is real. So I'm written on, past experiences, but made into a fictitious book.
It's interesting. And he lives a double life, or you were living a double life. We'll talk about that as the conversation goes on. Yeah. Our guest on the program is Robert Topolsky. His website is roberttopolskybooks.com, and that's spelled T-O-P-O-L-S-E. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the two books that we're talking about in the program today. This one, Bad Boy with a Motorcycle, and then The Race for the Championship. Let's talk about the second book, The Race for the Championship. Talk about how the story continues.
Yes. When Bonnie and Dan ran off, Bonnie did not really think of a future. And so at the end of book one, Dan had a very hard time in book one. He really only got to race a couple races before he hurt himself. So he is, as we start the new year of 1961, he decides he's going to run for the championship. A couple things is he doesn't really, Bonnie's had some health problems, and he doesn't really know how much future there is between the two. So he decides to run for this championship. He has a mentor, Clyde Bergerman, who is a three-time champion and who will be racing for his fourth championship. He is, Clyde puts him on the Harley Davidson team, but he's the rookie on the team, so the nobody. And so what happens is when the first race they go to in Daytona, he has a very hard time because he's a flat tracker. He can ride on dirt, but on pavement is his Achilles heel. And literally, he wrecks his motorcycle and everything. He almost ruins his career. He becomes the laughing stock from the team. The Harley people are looking at him and wondering, you know, why is he even on this team? But what we start to see is both him and Bonnie's ability to take problems and work with them and literally solve them and prove that they don't give up. That is the biggest thing, is they don't give up. As it progresses on, Bonnie begins to realize that, like I said, she marriage and none of that stuff is on her mind. It was going to be a short-term thing probably. And all of a sudden, she begins to think about, maybe there's marriage in the future. Maybe there's children. She gets that idea because of Clyde Bergman's wife, Alice, gets pregnant, and she, in the middle of the book, she has a baby. And so this is the changing of how Bonnie feels about the thing. Dan, he has to fight for every position he has on the team, in the races.
Yes.
But one thing Dan has ability up to is when they like to interview the racers before the race, when they come to him, he gets them talking about him. And so when they go to, he makes a statement. And so when they go to the next racer, who do they end up talking about? Not the next racer, but what does the next racer think about what Dan says? And it keeps going on. He has this ability to put himself in the limelight. Of course, Clyde Bergman knows this. This is all baloney. And he just laughs when they get to him. He's usually on the pole position. So it's a very tight racing. The tracks are real. The purses are real. And they fight. It's really between Clyde Bergman and Dan. Dan wants to beat Clyde and to prove that he is as good as he thinks he is. And so, they have to, the racing and stuff is very, very competitive, but they are very, very close friends.
You've got some great racing scenes in there, sort of behind the scenes as well, and relationships between the two main characters,
yes.
Dan and Bonnie and others. It's on so many layers. It's such a fascinating book. It's the book trilogy series. We're talking about Bad Boy with a Motorcycle and The Race for the Championship. Why did you decide to write these specific books when the time came to get back to writing? Why did you choose to go back and write these two, the two out of the trilogy so far?
Yes. Originally I had also written, my favorite thing in high school was World War I and being a pilot, and I wanted to be a pilot. I only got the flight gliders, but so that was the book I was going to write. But then all of a sudden, this book was personal. And I decided that this is the one, if I'm going to write a book, this is the one I got to write first. It is very personal. And also talks about, like you mentioned, my wife and I have been married. We've actually been married 57 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
And that's a long time. And the story is true love of two people falling in love, real love, not lust or sex or something. And being able to deal with all the problems that come with that. They are able to overcome these problems, where it's Dan racing or Bonnie in her relationship with the other women in the team.
The book series is available on Robert's website, roberttopolsebooks.com, and that's T-O-P-O-L-S-E, roberttopolsebooks.com. We'll have this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, of course, the book's available at Amazon as well. It's interesting. You have elements of fiction. As you've said, you have elements of some reality in that. Explain how you put this book together using a little fiction and a lot of memory.
When I write a book, a story, you're really living the story, and you create the characters in your mind. And so, when I start, I'm not a professional writer, and how they probably have the whole book outlined out how they're going to do it. I just start writing, and it just goes from page to, I can't tell you what's going to be on chapter 13 or what's going to be on chapter 20 or who's going to be in it. I just live the thing in my mind as I write it. And that's actually how I write the books. And when a character is needed, I create that character in my mind. That character is real in my mind, and that's why originally it was supposed to be a one book, and Lottie dies at the end. Why couldn't you do that? So it was going to be two books, and Dan was going to die at the end, and I
you couldn't do that, yes.
So we're in the third book there.
Well, you know, that's it's such a great story, and people who have read the first two are waiting anxiously for the third in the series. When do you think that'll be out? When will we see have a chance to read the third book?
I'm at chapter four, and I'm planning for it to finish it this year.
Ah, fantastic. So it won't be long, and we'll be able to...
That's the plan. In these books, like you say, I want to finish the book because there's a new book, which would be a four, which goes into Bonnie and Dan's parents and how they're related, how their relationship actually existed. We find about that in book three.
This is such a fascinating story. Two out of three in the trilogy now available. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation here. I want to go back just a second and talk about the characters. You've got the main characters, and you have other characters coming in and out, the personal life, the race life, that type of thing. Again, did you have any idea going into the story what characters you were going to have? How were you going to develop? Or did all of that basically come by seeing where the story took you?
Okay, in the beginning, when I started, like chapter one, I knew there were three characters.
Yes.
And then there were sub characters, you know, who were, but they weren't, you know, they weren't main characters. And as we progressed through there, it was probably in the second half of the book where we actually bring in Clyde Bergman and his wife, and they come in at a time when there's Dan has to make a decision. He's broken his leg. His racing career is ruined for 1960. What's going to happen? Where's it going to go? So these characters, they're the ones that they come in, and they're the ones that change Dan and Bonnie's life. And without, you know, Dan and Bonnie by themselves would have been nobody. Dan might have maybe take 10 years and maybe he could run for the championship, not as his rookie year. Bonnie was very poor, a very poor girl. Her father works in where they take the trash and everything.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and he was very possessive of her, and that's why she couldn't go out on dates and everything. And so they lived literally a secret life. And actually, that is real. The secret life and the real life, it is real.
And the characters are so compelling. Obviously, the story will have you on the edge of the seat as you're there with Dan as he's going through the ups and downs of his career. The books are Bad Boy with a Motorcycle and The Race for the Championship. Robert Topolse is our guest on the program, the author. That's Topolse, if you're Googling his website, roberttopolse.com. You've been writing or started writing at a very early age, got away from it, as I mentioned, but you started early. What was the inspiration? Why did you decide to start writing, and why did you like it?
I wasn't like, you know, some people who are maybe they're always in trouble, so they're always stuck in their room, and they start doing something, some study, some write. That wasn't it. My writing was like the things I wanted to do. World War One. I wanted to be a pilot, except I have a lazy right eye, and that sort of ruined that problem. So I wrote of the things what I wanted to do. All my books that I wrote then are love stories of a boy and a girl and adventure. That was it. And we never actually got what happened if they got married. Those books were always just the beginning. They were always the same thing. Boy and a girl fall in love. That was when you're 17, 18 years old, then especially, your future was going to be, you're going to have a family.
Go ahead. It's interesting that you've got this common theme, adventure, and a boy falling in love with a girl, as you just talked about. These are themes that Robert has through two of the books in the series. Finally, you're an author. You are a published author, getting rave reviews for the two books that are out there. What's it feel like now to be a successful author?
Well, you know, it's like you finally accomplished something maybe towards the end of your life that you wanted to do in the beginning of your life. Like I say, I wanted to be a writer. I thought I was maybe if I was going to go to college, I'd probably take up journalism. But when I was a senior in high school, my dad said, you're going to go to Rolla, Missouri, and you're going to take up engineering. This was 1960. You did what your parents, I did it because I loved my parents and I wanted to please them. And so the writing, the adventure was there, but the engineering was just how I was going to survive for the next, 40, 50 years.
Yes.
But the writing still was, like I said, I lived the adventures. I climbed mountains. I scuba dived. I mined for gold in California. I went to Australia looking for gold and stuff, So I didn't really have to write so much then because I was literally living them. Although I did write a book when I was in Australia.
It's such a fascinating background. Robert Topolse, our guest on the program, that's T-O-P-O-L-S-E. A few minutes left of the program. I want to talk about yourself, your background. Let's talk about that because as I'm reading this, you're one that really pushed yourself, didn't you? You had boundaries, but you went over those boundaries in the things that you've done in your life. A little bit of background. Who you are?
Okay, I'm Polish. Dan is Polish. My wife is German. Bonnie is German. So. We grew up in that type of a atmosphere. I was raised in, I didn't even know it was called Germantown in South St. Louis. And, there were two the Germans, this was during World War II, and, the Germans didn't like the Poles. And so, but they found out that they couldn't get rid of us. So it was always that type of a conflict there. And,
you've done so many things. It's so fascinating with your life that it's sort of like things that you should be afraid of. You have a fear of, you jump right in and participate in the sports. You couldn't swim, and I understand you tried surfing at one point.
Surfing was the one thing I really didn't accomplish. I did learn how to scuba dive. I think I was a poor swimmer, very poor. I actually could swim. The things I did, the real things I did, like after I got married and all that, climbing mountains, fighting dives, they were overcoming fears. That was a challenge. If something's really easy for you to do, there's no challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
But if something's very difficult for you to do, like I have fear of heights, so I climb mountains. You get a glider and you don't have an engine, and you know that when the airplane comes down, it's coming down. You're not going back up. You have to overcome all these fears. And that was the real part, overcoming the fears. And that's why I think maybe I did so many different things, because once I overcame the fear, I just went on to another thing.
It's interesting. All of the experiences you had after school, when you really wanted to be a writer, but you went in a different direction, has that all made you a better writer, a better storyteller, a better person in representing different personalities? Because you probably met a number of personalities and gone through all these emotions in your lifetime.
Yeah, I could write a better book in the development of the characters and stuff. But, it's really funny. When I have the original manuals that I wrote, and I look at them and I say, oh, my God, they were good. I don't know if I'm that good right now. You know what I mean? It's like, I got to get better. I was really, and I'm not bragging or anything. But when you look at it, you say, that was good. And that's even better than maybe what I'm doing right now. I got to try harder to be that as good as that was.
So you've got a standard that you've established for yourself early. I thought maybe you went back and looked and thought, okay, it's not bad, but I'm much better now with all my life experiences. And just the opposite. You pretty well nailed it apparently back in school when you were writing. A few minutes left in the program. Hobbies, what are you into now besides writing? Because you live a very full life. Talk about it.
Okay, I was an aircraft engineer. I was a what they call a contract engineer. I was not a direct employee. So I had a lot of time free, and that's when I did a lot of the things. One of the things I got into was the I was in the jewelry business, the gemstone business. And right now I am doing cutting a lot of stuff, stones and stuff like that, that I'll probably give away because I won't live long enough to be able to sell. You know, I got a lot of stuff there. So, yeah, you could say I'm writing, and the other thing I'm doing is the middle trade I had, which was being in the jewelry business, not so much selling, but just making jewelry and making cutting stones.
Fascinating, your whole life. And before we leave here, take a couple minutes here in the program to those that have read the book, those that have listened to the interview, are probably wondering, was he really a racer? Did he really get involved in these experiences? Talk about the background in racing.
Okay, I did. I did some racing when I was in college. My senior year, and that's another thing. It was actually a 1970 Plymouth, the 1950 Plymouth that I took apart and made into a race car. And it was when I would go to the tracks, they would look at me and they would shake their heads and they'd say, you know, this guy is. When I put the tubes in the car itself, it was the roll bars, they were too close to the steering wheel. So there was barely enough room for a hand and a steering wheel there. But I did find out that when you're racing, your hand did go through between the steering wheel and the pole, whether you wanted to or not. It was acceptable. But I did have, my first race, I forgot to put it in gear, and I was going so fast, the guys pushed me from behind that I couldn't put it in gear because I was going too fast. And then the wheel fell off and somebody hit the wheel and knocked it clear out of the stadium. And thank God it wasn't into the parking lot, but a vacant lot. We would have demolished some car.
So when you're writing about racing, you have some background there. You know what you're talking about. Character is loosely based on Robert and people in his life. Boy, this has been a fun conversation. You will enjoy the two books in the trilogy that are now available, Bad Boy with a Motorcycle and The Race for the Championship. You'll find the books wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon, easy to remember. More importantly, I'll send you to Robert's website. That's Robert Topolse. Topolse books.com. Well, there you can get information on both books. You can order both books, and I'm sure there'll be an update there when the third in the trilogy is out. Robert, it's an excellent job with the books.
Okay, I just want to make one more statement, though, quickly. To understand the books, especially the first book, you have to read the introduction. This is where Bonnie is introduced into the book, and then you might understand what's going on with Bonnie's mind and why the book goes the way it goes.
Fantastic. So
it's very important to read the introduction to understand what's going on.
Don't run right to chapter one. Take the introduction that sets the course for everything you're about to read in the two books available in the series. Again, Robert Topolse, our guest, Topolse. Robert, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I really appreciated it.
Well, we look forward to having you on the program and fascinated with the conversation, your background, your writing background. Look forward to the finishing book number 3 in the trilogy. And again, all this information on Robert's website, Robert Topolse, Topolse books.com, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.